The Accidental Terrorist, a memoir by William Shun.
Testing, 1, 2. Hi, this is Bill Shun, and welcome to a special emergency joint session of William Shun's Shuncast and The Accidental Terrorist. I have my coffee right here. So hang on just a second. Pow! Sorry, that's the wrong podcast. I'm not used to doing this. I would not be coming to you right now if it weren't a real emergency situation. I've had some episodes of Shuncast in mind that I would like to put together. I just have not had the time lately. I've been concentrating on other things, you know, working on books. Well, that's been the big thing. And especially getting The Accidental Terrorist all trimmed, revised, polished up, ready to go out the door. And I honestly did not expect to be doing another episode of The Accidental Terrorist podcast in particular until I had some good news for you. News that you would be able to get your hands on physical copies of The Accidental Terrorist. Now, I can't report that I've sold the book yet, although my agent is sending it around, and it's on a lot of editors' desks at the moment. The manuscript is tight. I think it's the best draft of this book that I've ever produced, and I'm very happy with it, and I really want you to see it. And since there's no commercial publication of it yet, I mean, I do hope to have that news for you soon, you can still get your hands on a very special limited edition physical copy of The Accidental Terrorist and help in a very good cause at the same time. And I really want to get the word out to listeners of this podcast. I don't even know if any of you are still subscribed or if you're going to hear this in time. But as I write right now, it's the morning, or as I'm speaking, it's the morning of December 14th. And there's a very special charity auction going on in the science fiction and fantasy writing community to benefit Terry Windling. Now, if you don't know who Terry Windling is, she's a very important fantasy editor. She's been the creator of the Fairy Tale series of anthologies along with Ellen Datlow. She's a great illustrator, and she's just a very well-beloved figure in the science fiction and fantasy community. And Terry Windling and her family are in a severe financial crisis. Severe. And there's legal fees involved. And a lot of the reasons for the crisis are private. But the science fiction community is responding in the way that the science fiction community does, which is by rallying together and trying to raise money to help Terry Windling and her family. They're doing this primarily through auctions. And there are a lot of fantastic science fiction and fantasy authors and illustrators participating in the auction, making rare objects available, rare prints, advanced review copies of their books, and so forth. And I wanted to get involved also. So this is how you can actually get your hands on a physical copy of the latest draft of The Accidental Terrorist. I'm making 3 of them available as part of the Terry Windling charity auction. 3 physical copies. They're going to be printed through Lulu.com. This is going to be a very limited edition. I'm only going to produce 5 copies. One for a gift, one to hang on myself, and 3 to auction off in this charity auction. Now, the minimum bid is going to be a little bit steep. I really do want you listeners to get your hands on these. But the minimum opening bid is going to be $100. The reason for that is that my wife and I are going to have to do quite a bit of work to actually produce these, to get this ready, to get a PDF ready for Lulu.com, to find an artist to do a nice cover. But we're going to try to make it worth your while with a couple of extras also. So you not only get a physical copy of the book if you're one of the top 3 bidders, you're also going to get your name mentioned in the acknowledgments of the accidental terrorist when it actually finds a commercial publisher. And I'm also going to throw in a very cool special surprise gift that I'm not going to tell you about now, but it's going to be very cool. And, you know, the subtext here is that I don't know what it is yet, but I promise you we're going to come up with something really cool to throw in as a bonus. So, all right, three copies, minimum bid $100 each. And now you're asking, how can I actually bid? What you need to do is go to the LiveJournal community for the Terry Wendling offer or auction. It's called magicforterry.livejournal.com. And that is spelled, this is very important, it's spelled M-A-G-I-C-K, numeral 4, T-E-R-R-I, .livejournal.com. Magic with a K, 4, numeral, Terry, with an I, 2 R's and an I, .livejournal.com. And if you don't get that quite right, I'm gonna put a post on my blog, so you can just go to shun.net. I'll put a big link at the top. Go there, scroll down, find the William Shun item on the right side. Click, go to the item description, and you'll be able to bid. I know that there are a lot of generous listeners out there. I sound like public radio right now. There are plenty of generous listeners out there that we just want them to step up and do their part, but I would really like to have some of my listeners having to be able to get their hands on a copy of this book. So please go there. Please bid. The top three bidders are going to get copies of this book and my undying gratitude also. If you're not able to bid $100, which I know is steep and this is a tough economy, there are some other things you can do to help out. If you can just get the word out, go to my website, find the blog entry I'm going to write about all this, share it with your friends, post it on Twitter, post it on Facebook, just get the word out so that everybody who listens to this podcast can know about the items that I'm offering as part of the Terry Wendling auction. Now, this is very important. It's right now about 9 o'clock on the morning of Wednesday, December 14th. The auction actually closes. I kind of got in at the last minute. So the auction closes at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday, December 15th. So there's only like 36 hours from the time I'm recording for you to get your bids in. So I need everybody to rally. I want to see that tote board racking up. Just please get the word out and spread it around to all your friends. Get your bids in and do it very quickly. Because the whole auction is going to be closing in about 36 hours. So closes at the end of day Thursday, not kind of the end of the business day, 5 p.m. Pacific time. That would be 6 Mountain time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern time on the 15th. I'm kind of rambling at this point, so I should probably just wrap things up and try to relearn my editing software so I can put these episodes together and get them up on the web and start getting the word out. Thank you very much for listening. I still get emails from people who listen to the older episodes of the Accidental Terrorist podcast, and I'm just so happy you're out there. I hope a lot of people hear this. I wish all of you could get your hands on the book right now, but I'm really excited that I'm going to be able to give three of them away to three of you. So thanks for doing your part. Until next time, I swear to God, the God that doesn't exist, next time you hear from me on the Accidental Terrorist podcast, it will be to report that the book has sold. But until then, keep the faith.